Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. That's good. Next, I take an ice bath.
Ooh, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes.
Breakfast is raw liver.
Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Signos.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then, I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow.
Oh, wow, really bright, okay.
Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff.
Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes.
Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything.
Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Signos.
Like and subscribe.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30 minutes.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Signos.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
Insulin sensitivity.
One cheese day. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Signos.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
John Ray, an attorney for some of the victims and victims' families of allegedly Rex Heerman, the Long Island serial killer, making some very shocking allegations this last week, and accusations that I think nobody saw coming, but they certainly look a little weird. I guess it's okay to ask some questions about this, but I don't know. He went pretty far with it. Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, with us. John Ray flat out saying he thinks Victoria Heuerman, Rex Heuerman's daughter, had something to do with the crimes because of the artwork that was discovered on some of her social media accounts and in the home of the Heuermans. What's your thoughts on these rather, you know, shocking allegations?
My first instinct was that it was reckless and,
yeah,
and disgusting. You know, it's like, I am going to trust law enforcement on this one, mm-hmm, because I think they're doing a hell of a job. I mean, we know that they added 2 more murders to the slate that they were able to put together. I think they're investigating every aspect of this, including the fact that on every single one of the 6 that have now he's been alleged to have committed, that the family was out of town on all of them.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to figure out what John Ray's angle is. Like, you know what I mean? It's like he's going to attack this girl who I don't know her. Mm-hmm. I don't know what goes through her mind.
Yeah.
I mean, she could be a dark kid. She could, like, there's gothy kids that,
yeah,
like, I have no clue. I mean, we know it appears that her father's got a very warped mind. Mm-hmm. You know, that does not mean that she is in any way, shape, or form involved with the crimes. However, genetically, she could have some darkness in her mind too. And maybe she did. That's she manifested through art. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, all I know is there was zero proof of anything. And I didn't find any of what he was claiming to be substantive in any single, like in any way, shape, or form. And I thought it was reckless. And I thought that it was, it served zero purpose. That's what I felt about it. I thought it was a shitty thing for him to do.
It was bizarre because there's been times where he's made some really good points. And this one was just like, where are you coming from on this? And he didn't seem to understand either, to a certain extent, how social media even works, where it's like some of these were reposts of other people's work. A lot of it was other people's work. Right. And if you're kind of a macabre person and you're into that sort of stuff, you're probably reposted. And it's not, I think, a far stretch to go, you grew up with Rex Heerman as your father, you may be a bit of a macabre person. Not necessarily a murderer, but
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, genetically or just environmentally, look at the home that she grew up in. Look at these individuals that have surrounded her throughout her life. It's not a far stretch to think that maybe, you know, you kind of go down those dark paths. But he really, I'm not quite sure what he was pushing at. I know he wants Asa to be investigated more. I think everybody would like a few more questions answered from Asa. But I don't know, go after the daughter just seemed really out there.
I don't know what his angle is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let law enforcement do what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, law enforcement isn't giving anybody a pass if they believe that they had a hand in anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, again, like I like Suffolk County has earned my trust on this in terms of their investigation into this.
Yeah.
You know, they're leaving no stone unturned. They're continuing to look at everything. I think you've got some really qualified people doing their work on that case. And, you know, you got John Ray over here. Looks like a clout grab to me. That's what it looks like. That's what it feels like.
Going as far as to even make accusations of cannibalism. Let's take a look at that.
Rex Heuermann's porn is matched by his daughter's tastes, his daughter's work. You will see that we are not talking here about, what should I call it? Merely murder? I say it ironically. We're talking about people who are involved and interested in torture, horrifying torture of the people we know are now dead. And many more yet to come. We are talking about the potentiality of cannibalism, hardcore. We are talking about the use of porno to effect what has happened.
He also makes mention that there were bodies in the basement, which I don't know where he's quite getting that part. Did the FBI go back in and look at the basement and dig more things out? Yes, they did, but we still haven't heard evidence of bodies being in the basement.
Yeah, I mean, I know the ME pulled up over there, you know, at some point during that second search. You know, it seems like we would have, like, typically, even if it's only bones, a few bones, if it's not even full skeletal, those they're still going to put them in a body bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I didn't hear of anybody like spotting that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because people had eyes all over that search, and you know, I mean, they had a pretty big perimeter around it, but still, you know, I don't know, man. You know, it's like I respect John Ray in certain ways in terms of like he is a victim's advocate. You know, I mean, he did shed some light on certain things. Like you said, man, I mean, we've been a fan of some of the stuff that you and I have both been like, yeah, you know, I mean, he's coming with valid points, comes with the affidavits, which mm-hmm. seem to hold some water to me, you know, but then he comes with shit like this.
Yeah.
You know, and like how you got to take him with a grain of salt. You know what I mean? It's like, I didn't see anything that would make me believe that Victoria Heuermann had anything to do with anything.
Yeah.
I mean, and this, we're talking like she would have been 4 years old.
Yeah.
At certain points.
I mean, what are they? Is this like father daughter bonding time in his mind? I mean, I just can't, I can't see it. I'd be shocked if he's right. And I'll eat the crow if he is, but I just don't see it. I just don't.
Me too. Neither do I.
Want to listen ad free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
Sensitivity.
One cheese day.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Cygnos.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30 minutes.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill
insulin
cravings.
Sensitivity.
One cheese day.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Cygnos.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30 minutes.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Cygnos.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.